Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. I was going through one of my old notebooks that I take notes in during meetings over the weekend, and I came across a meeting I had with a friend of mine who runs a really successful PR firm. And we had gone out to lunch. It was after I transitioned out of my other job into full-time photography, and he and I had gone out to lunch just to kind of catch up, hear how things were going with the firm. He wanted to hear about my transition into photography. And one of the things he talked about in that meeting was how he had been going to lunch every day with somebody different. As a matter of fact, to schedule a lunch with this guy took about 2 months to get onto the calendar, because every day he was filling his lunch calendar with a lunch appointment with somebody he didn't know, or he was touching base with some of his business contacts. And I asked him about why was that so important to him to do that every single day? Why was he going to lunch with somebody different every single day? And what he said was that his business was about relationships, and that he believed every business at the end of the day was actually about relationships. It wasn't about products. It wasn't about anything else other than building relationships with people so that they were meaningful and significant. And through that relationship, you were able to find connections and put people in touch with one another so that we could all improve, we could all be better, we could all find the right help, the right inspiration, whatever we were looking for, because we would have this vast network of people to work with. As I got to thinking about how that relates to our photography, I realized that I think that's probably one of the key elements for photographs that are really important to people, is that there's a relationship to the photograph. There's a relationship to something in the photograph, to the person who took the photograph, to the subject in the photograph. And we've talked about the notion of punctum from Roland Barthes. We've talked about a number of different methodologies for how we find and identify what that is. But I think that notion of relationship is really important. And one of the things I think that's interesting with photography is it's not necessarily a relationship with a person. It could be an object, it could be a location, it could be a particular place, it could be a particular time of day, it could be a particular subject matter. So there's a lot of different things that we could build a meaningful, lasting relationship with. But at the end of the day, what really ultimately comes down to being important to the photograph is that we do create that connection somehow. And I think that might be why so many people struggle with trying to figure out how to make their social media valuable to themselves or to others, is because the connection to the actual sharing may not be important. It may not be where the relationships are being built. Maybe your relationships are more one-on-one, more interpersonal than they are a one-to-many relationship like you get with social media. So trying to understand how all that comes about, I think, is really important. The other thing I think that's interesting with all that is we've talked about the importance of really knowing your camera, knowing your materials, knowing your editing tools, and the relationship you build with those. So there's definitely an intimacy that comes from that, and you become familiar with those tools, and you're able to actually work with those tools in a much more significant way because you are familiar with them. I also think that there's something really interesting in his notion of doing that task every day. Every day he would go to lunch, every day he would work on meeting new people, trying to build those connections. He was always introducing and cross-introducing you. So if you were brought up some subject during lunch, he'd be like, oh, here's somebody else for you to talk to. So he was really one of those kind of connecting people. But as he said that, it also reminded me of the second thing I really wanted to talk about, which is kind of the focus of today's podcast, which was the notion of a practice. So his going to lunch every day with something else was a practice that he did. And I was thinking about all the yoga classes I've done over the years, and I was thinking about how yoga is done, how we get involved with the different yoga processes. And one of the things I realized was that most of the time when you talk to people who are doing yoga on a regular basis, on a consistent basis, they talk about doing a yoga practice. Other people talk about going to a yoga class or going to yoga sessions, but people who are really into yoga and are doing it for a long, long time refer to their yoga being a practice. And one of the things that's interesting about that being a practice is a practice is something that's done in application of. So it's something you are actually doing. It's not a theoretical construct. It's not a conceptual idea. It is something that is being done over and over again on a repetitive basis. The idea being, the more you practice, obviously, the better you'd get at it. But one of the things that I find interesting is I don't hear very often people talk about themselves being involved in a photographic practice or a photography practice. I hear them talk about practicing a specific skill set or a specific type of photography, like they want to learn and practice some type of still life studio photography, or they want to practice posing people in a better way. But I got to thinking about what if we actually shifted that a little bit and we have photography as a practice as a whole. So rather than being confined to just trying to understand little nuances, what if we can treat it our practice as a whole? And if you think about it, if you've ever taken a yoga class, you know there's a definite flow we go through in a yoga class. You start up in certain poses, you work your way from one pose to the other, and every day you come in and take a yoga class, you're still working on similar poses. There may be some new ones mixed in one day and another one, but there's some foundational ones. And every day you're continually working on improving that. And from that process, you get your breathing gets under control, your core gets stronger, your overall muscles get stronger, you're able to calm your mind easier. So there's these ongoing benefits from this practice, but you're still continually working over and over again to improve to some arbitrary goal, because there's not all of a sudden a point where you have mastered yoga. It's not like all of a sudden after X number of classes, you're able to say, oh, I'm done with yoga. I know everything there is to know about yoga. Because yoga was originally a part of a practice to help us get our bodies physically ready to sustain long-term meditation. So there was this ongoing nature of working with yoga as a practice to get us ready to do something else. I think our photography, like I said, is in a lot of ways like that. If we think about the ongoing day-to-day repetition of performing certain tasks over and over again, working those tasks over and over again, but that it be the application of what we're doing as an attempt to advance forward rather than a goal to achieve. I want to go out and create a successful photograph versus I want to go out and practice continually being better as a photographer. And you hear that from a lot of, I think, photographers who are immersed into their work in a really meaningful, significant way. They'll talk about going out and shooting, and the way they describe how they experience their day is a series of practices or a series of mistakes along the way of learning. One of the other things that I found interesting as I was thinking about this is I had a yoga instructor a number of years ago who told me that there were three types of yoga students. There were beginners, there were intermediates, and there were advanced yoga students. And she said she only wanted to teach beginning and advanced yoga students. She could not stand teaching intermediate yoga students. As we got to talking about more why, I thought it was really interesting because it really hit me that this was pretty analogous to photographers. She said beginning yoga students don't know what they don't know. So they're willing to experiment and try anything. If you told them to try to stand on their head, spin in a circle with their toes touching, they would attempt to do it. She's like, they probably couldn't, but they would attempt to do it. And they would just, for the interest of trying to be able to do something, be willing to do it. She said advanced students only want to do poses that they can't do because they're trying to stretch themselves. They go through the normal routine of getting their bodies warmed up, but then they want to work on skills that they don't have. She said the problem with the intermediate student is they only want to work on the things they like to work on. She said they're trapped. They're basically stuck in this little rut where they only have certain poses they like, they only have certain poses they want to do, and that's what they actually work on. And I think that's a lot of how all of us for photography kind of is. There's a point when we're getting started, when we're learning something new, we're just excited about the process of photography, we're excited about the tools in the photography, and the result of that is that we're willing to do anything. We're willing to try landscape and portraiture and flash and this, and we don't necessarily understand it, but we're willing to try it. And when we get to an advanced point, there's a point where we're always pushing ourselves to try something new, to try something else, to try a new technique, to try a new process, to try a new way of seeing. But for a lot of us, I think we get stuck in that intermediate stage where we get confined to doing what we know we can do, what we're successful at doing, and we don't push ourselves. So I think there's something in this notion of being stuck in a practice that's moving us from this one level to the next level to the next level. And we, for some reason, allow ourselves to get confined in that intermediate stage. And we have to allow our practice to push us forward into the advanced stage. I would encourage you to go back and look at the kind of work you're creating now and figure out what kind of work do you have that's at a beginning state? What kind of work are you doing that is advanced, where you're really pushing yourself? And what kind of work are you just kind of calling it in because it's what you're familiar with and what you're comfortable with? And even if you're a portrait photographer and that's how you make a living, or you're a wedding photographer, what kind of things could you do in the practice of your portraiture, the practice of your wedding photography that would extend, push, and define new ways of seeing, new ways of experiencing that? Put yourself in that advanced category of trying something different, trying to expand your experience of behind the camera and the photographs that people see in front of the camera. I think you'd be really surprised at the impact that could have on your own photography. I also think it's important for you to go back and, you know, returning back to that conversation I had with my friend who runs the PR firm, and really think about the places, locations, and people you have a real connection with. And what do those photographs look like? How do you experience those photographs? And then how did you create that meaningful connection? Because I think even in street photography, when you're walking down the street, we can find real moments of real connection with people that we may only have for a hundredth of a second, quarter of a second, however long that experience is, but there's a meaningfulness and a real connectedness to those moments. I think we can find that similar to how he talked about repeating this practice of meeting people and over again, but finding those real connections, finding your photographs where you have those real connections. And that might be a good indicator for you of where your photography is being more successful than not successful. With all that being said, I would really encourage you maybe just to try the shift of that you're in a photography practice when people ask you what you're doing. I practice photography. I'm working through that process and see how that just shifts your psychology to what you're approaching to photograph and the results you're getting from that. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes or you can find us on the web at www.theperceptivephotographer.com. You can also find any information about my workshops for the coming year. There's still an opportunity to register for a number of those, including the Perceptive Photographer Workshop in July. It'll be up here in my studio just outside Langley, Washington, just north of Seattle on Whidbey Island. I hope you have a great week behind the camera, and I will see you next time.